Let us commence our worship this evening as the Lord may help us by singing hymn number 878. 878. Say, Christian, wouldst thou thrive in knowledge of thy Lord? Against no scripture ever strive, but tremble at his word. Hymn 878.
Tune number 20.
Say, Christian, wouldst thou thrive in knowledge of thy Lord? Against the scripture ever strive, but tremble at his word.
Word of God. Let us read two portions of Scripture this evening. Firstly, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 68. And we read the first 12 verses. Psalm 68. Reading the first 12 verses. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the law of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. He's God in his holy habitation. God setteth thee solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, pause, consider. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped, at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. We turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, and we read part of chapter 52. The prophecy of Isaiah, and chapter 52, we'll begin reading at verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted, and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonied at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. May the Lord bless those portions of his holy word unto each one of us. May he help us to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, eternal God, a God of grace, of all grace, O Lord, we do pray thou wilt be present with us here at this evening hour. We meet, Lord, in this place built for the worship of thy name. And, O Lord, give us the hearts to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, our hearts much must be touched by thee. Our hearts must receive the knowledge of thy love by the Holy Ghost, that we may bring forth praise and glory unto thy name. Without thee, Lord, we can do nothing. So, Lord, we come before thee this night and confess we are not anything above being nothing. Lord, we are nothing in thy sight. Thy word even says less than nothing. Lord, we are guilty, we are wretched, we are vile in our sinfulness. And Lord, we need to be taught it. We need to be shown it. We need to be convinced of it. O Lord, may each one of us here tonight know what it is to be a guilty sinner before thee, the Holy God. And Lord, do cause each soul, each heart to cry, to be poured out before thee, pleading for thy mercy. For thou art a faithful, gracious God. Thou art one that delighteth in mercy, ready to pardon and forgive. We thank thee, Lord, for thy holy word of truth, of which we've read a small portion this night. Lord, from the beginning of it to the end of it, oh, it testifies of the dear Redeemer, Jesus Christ, thine only begotten Son, who came to save his people from their sins. Oh, Lord, we thank thee we can come tonight, knowing that Christ fulfilled all that was required of him by the Father, humbling himself even unto death, bearing the sins of many. O Lord, we pray earnestly that we may know our sins laid upon him, and he bore them away. O Lord, this is the one thing needful. Without it we shall perish. Then, Lord, do come and hear those cries, the cries of the broken and the contrite heart, the one that cries unto thee out of the depths of the fear of their just desert in eternal damnation. But, Lord, to come by faith, oh, knowing there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Lord, may such blessing be upon us each, from the youngest to the eldest. Lord, hear their cries, each of our cries. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And oh, may we be able to rejoice. Lord, rejoice in our soul's salvation. Rejoice in the knowledge of the truth. Rejoice, Lord, in a good hope through thy grace of eternal life. the sweet assurance that we are thine and thou art ours. O Lord, true religion more than notion, something must be known and felt. Lord, who give us that joy which no one can take away from us. Lord, do surround us with, oh, that redeeming love. Lord, as thy word says, a love that shall never fail, a love that is everlasting. And Lord, may we, as we continue on in our lives, prove that love unto us, guiding, directing, providing, chastening. For Lord, we need thy chastening when we continue to fall and to fail and to backslide and continue in the ways of sin which wells up from our evil hearts by nature, desperately wicked. Oh, but thy word says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Lord, so may we be confirmed as the subject of thine eye, the subject of thy hand. And Lord, ever prove, Lord, that thou wilt lead us and guide us in the way thou shalt go, we shall go, even in times of troubles, difficulties, when things assail us. Lord, when things come so contrary to our earthly peace and prosperity. And Lord, there are those times and seasons, Lord, when we fear, oh, how the case may work out, Lord, an unknown way. And oh, our doubts, our fears, our lack of faith come into great exercise. Oh, Lord, we are poor and needy creatures. But Lord, strengthen us, we pray. Increase our faith in the times of need, to trust in thee at all times. For Lord, our times are in thy hand. And we thank thee, Lord, thou art never outside of it. And Lord, thy hand is a gracious hand, a hand that will hold us fast. And Lord, those hands, together with thine arms, they're always underneath us. For there's none like thee, the God of Jeshurun, that rideth upon the heavens in our help. The eternal God, our refuge, underneath thine everlasting arms. So hold us up, Lord, through all the days of our life. Give many more tokens of thy love. And may we ever be under the shadow of those wings of thy love, knowing thy loving kindness, thy tender mercies. In spite, Lord, there may be things in our lives which grieve us, and oh, we seems to be no answer to our petitions. But Lord, all things are subject to thy divine will. Then humble us at thy feet, looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith, looking beyond the things of time, to those things that are eternal, that glorious kingdom of heaven, with Jesus Christ for evermore. So, Lord, exercise our hearts, our minds, our very being, in the knowledge of this truth, as it is in Jesus. Lord, remember each one here this night. Lord, we commend each one to thee. Thou knowest our ways, thou knowest our hearts. Lord, thou knowest all that concerns us. Thou knowest the way that we take. Oh Lord, we think of those words of Job. He performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. The latter end of Job was better than his beginning. Oh Lord, may we find that as we journey on through life, and to consider our latter end, oh Lord, may it be an end that is in peace. Peace in Jesus Christ, having left all the things of this world behind, needing them no more, and to abide forever in his love. Lord, so help us to consider these things and strengthen us day by day. Give us all needed wisdom and grace in the handling of every matter. We do pray, Lord, for thy people here. The disappointment which has come regarding the maintenance of the main chapel. Oh Lord, we know not why these things do come. But Lord, hear the many prayers now put up to thee. May they be amongst all those things that work together for good. Lord, thou canst shield us from difficulties and troubles when we knew not that they were before us. And thy ways are always right ways. O Lord, do exercise each heart, hear the many prayers, and bring about, Lord, a solution speedily for the maintenance of thy house of prayer here. And, O Lord, not only the physical building, but, Lord, we do pray for thy spiritual blessing, to attend the reading of thy word, the preaching of the precious gospel. Lord, many a heart opened, every heart opened, to receive of thy truth and for the salvation of their soul. O Lord, may there be a godly, gracious increase in the membership of the church. Lord, thou knowest where thou hast begun thy work. O do loosen, Lord, the stammering tongue, and those lips, Lord, which do not yet openly confess thy mercy upon them. Lord, do bring it to pass, and all the praise and glory shall be upon to thee. For more sinners saved by thy grace. We pray for the children, the young people, remember them. Lord, do grant them thy favours in their daily lives. Keep them from all evil that surrounds them in these evil, ungodly days. Oh, do not let their hearts and minds be poisoned by so many abominations which are set before them and they come into contact with. Keep them fast, steadfast to thy word, steadfast to thy house, the house of prayer, the house of worship. Keep them to thy people. Keep them to thyself, that they may grow to be true followers of thee. Lord, the sheep of thy pasture. Provide for them in their daily lives, in education and occupation. Lord, in all the stages of growing up. And Lord, if it's thy will, oh, in adult years, Lord, may they be able to walk out in the ways of truth, which thou hast granted to them in the power of thy Spirit. May each of us, Lord, be exercised thereby, Lord, to walk uprightly before thee, to walk in love as Christ hath loved us. Oh, and if we love him, to obey his commands, to love one another as he has loved us, the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace, the fellowship of the gospel. O Lord, so may it be amongst us continually, and all the churches, Lord, in this land and throughout the world. Lord, thou knowest where thy people are. Some, Lord, are greatly disturbed and afflicted through warfare and violence. Lord, we bear them before thee. O Lord, who bring an end to warfare, violence and loss and suffering. Lord, all the power is thine. And Lord, as we think of the Jews, thy national people in Israel and in Gaza, O Lord, those terrible events that take place there. Lord, thou hast permitted it to come. Lord, may there be a divine purpose for thy land, or for correction, or for mercy. But Lord, we pray that Jews and Gentiles, Lord, may be united, for only that way there can be peace. As thy word says, through Christ he hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, between Jew and Gentile, that they be one in Christ Jesus. O Lord, may it be so in that Middle East land. Lord, do work wondrously, for nothing is too hard for thee. Lord, hear us in all these our petitions. We would pray for any who are sick, any who would be here tonight if they could. Lord, remember them where they are. Hear prayers, Lord, for their recovery. And if any, Lord, have got medical procedures before them or have had them, oh, give wisdom to the medical profession, Lord, that all shall be well. We pray, Lord, for those who have lost loved ones, widows, widowers, the fatherless. Oh, Lord, do have mercy upon them and grant the sweetness of thy presence. Oh, to heal the sad losses that do come to pass. Lord, be with the families, parents, mothers of children, bringing them up. Oh, Lord, do guide and direct in these difficult days. Lord, hear the prayers. Give all needed wisdom, all needed grace. And Lord, enable them to always do what is right in thy sight. And thy mercy and thy provision ought to prevail in their lives. Lord, forgive all we ask amiss. We pray for the Trinitarian Bible Society, Lord, for which we would remember this night. Lord, may thy word be published faithfully. Thy true word throughout our land and throughout the world. Lord, give them all the needed finance and material resources. Lord, we do pray thou wilt give those that are constrained to help in these things, the publication of thy word. Oh, may it still go forth, have free course, and be glorified. Help those who hold office in the Trinitarian Bible Society. Give them all needed help, wisdom, and grace, Lord. And oh, may there be many signs following the publication of thy word, as well as the preaching of the gospel. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 402. My soul lies cleaving to the dust. Lord, give me life divine. From vain desires and every lust, turn off these eyes of mine. Hymn 402.
165.
My
I am certainly not a deputation speaker appointed for the Trinitarian Bible Society. But as this is a gathering together here tonight for the worship of God, with the society in mind, it would be right just to consider a few things concerning the Trinitarian Bible Society, for which your collection is this evening. Just very, very briefly, new translations, they remain the main work of the Trinitarian Bible Society. as their statement is, the word of God among all nations. In the quarterly record, which we perhaps already received just recently, there's an emphasis on the number of people who are scriptureless or Bible-less. And it's the desire of the TBS to give as many of such people the scriptures, whether part of the Bible or, well, the aim is complete Bibles themselves in their local tongue. Several translation projects are underway, particularly for those in the Far East, such as Myanmar, Burma and India, where there are many tribal languages. But even where suitable translators are found, progress can be very slow. Going through the varied stages of translation and checking and rechecking and so forth, the scriptures are being translated into the language of Bulgaria. But sadly, the translator of the scriptures there has died, relatively young, and only the Gospel of John has been completed. They are hoping someone else the Lord may provide to continue that work. It is a dependence upon the Lord for all things. Recently speaking, as myself, to someone who has learnt the Swahili language in Tanzania, where they speak it perfectly, he has expressed the difficulties of translation into Swahili because of the different ways that language is spoken through local dialects. So, in many of these countries, not the pure language of that country is not always spoken. So how difficult it is to get a translation which everyone can read and fully understand. We pray the Lord, of course, will open the word of truth to those that read it. Yet through the mercy of God, many translations are finished and have been distributed. The Shona Bible recently in Zimbabwe, that's been produced with the help of the Free Presbyterian Church of Scotland, a revised Spanish Bible, Chinese New Testament, and so we may go on. And how we need to pray that the word of the Lord will be distributed throughout all nations. In our country, many thousands of Bibles were printed for the Platinum Jubilee of our late Queen and for the coronation of our new King. These have been distributed mainly to school-age children. Much of this was through the local auxiliaries throughout the country. And I do personally want to thank your help for the support you give to the West Anglia Auxiliary. Questions are often raised if the language of the authorised version is suitable for today, especially giving Bibles to children who perhaps do not fully appreciate many of the words and the expressions that are found in the authorised version. It's been pointed out that in the new state of Israel, the Israel today, which is 75 years old this year, you may think that a copy of its own scriptures, that is, in the Jews, the Old Testament, of course, would have been produced in modern Hebrew. But no. If you read God's word in Israel, you'll only find it in the biblical Hebrew, not in any modern form. A Jewish scholar has said the Authorized Version is a type of Hebrew English rather than the English of the English people. And I did come across this little article in a magazine which is called Lamp and Light of those who distribute the scriptures to the Jews. It mentions when there was a revision sought of the Bible in the 1800s. It said the King James Version has, with good reason, been termed the noblest monument of English prose. Its simplicity, its dignity, its power, its expression, the way that it follows on from word through another can so easily be remembered. Whereas today it is said many of the modern versions, let alone the error of the underlying texts, but the expressions of the modern versions are more difficult to remember and to quote without direct reference to them. So we pray that the Authorized Version, in its beautiful prose and expressions of truth, the children who receive them will be able to appreciate and be blessed through them. Though the Trinitarian Bible Society, they continue to only print the Authorized Version, and it is dependent on the Lord to supply all necessary finance and resources. During the course of the last 12 months, there's been several staff changes at the headquarters in London. Some of their previous staff have retired, some are suffering sickness, and some require to go onto part-time employment. And there are various vacancies came available, but through the Lord's mercy, all vacant positions have been filled, except one, that is a finance support manager. I know Mr. David Broom would be very pleased to hear from anyone who may be exercised to help the Trinitarian Bible Society, who have a background and skill in finance management. Membership of the Trinitarian Bible Society is very important, and the basic price of membership is £20 per year, but there is lower prices for students, seniors, citizens and others, and their form can be found on their website, the Trinitarian Bible Society website, or if you have the quarterly record, I think you'll find there's a membership application form in there. Or do consider being a member, a signed member, a paid up member of the TBS, and prayerfully help and practically help if you can in that vital work. Let us come to the Word of God. I ask your prayerful attention. By way of a text, we find in Psalm 68, which we read, and verse 11. Psalm 68 and verse 11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Dear friends, what a mercy it is that we have the Word of God. if there was no word of God amongst us, dear friends, we would be ruined, lost sinners, wouldn't we? Without any hope. But we have the word of God, as we've read part of it this night, from Genesis to Revelation, preserved for our reading and for our learning. Dear friends, how we need that word, the word of the Lord, to find application within our hearts, to have effect upon us in our daily lives. We read, don't we, where David said, "Lord, be not silent to me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit." Without a receiving of the word of God, then, friends, we shall have a solemn eternity. But there are many words from the Lord we read of in the scriptures, aren't there? Words at varied times, in varied seasons. Zedekiah, the king, called Jeremiah out of the prison and said, "Is there any word from the Lord? Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah says, "There is." And Jeremiah set before Zedekiah the way of life and the way of death. Now, in Zedekiah's time, they were besieged by Nebuchadnezzar. And the way of life, in accordance with the word of God to them at that time, was to submit and to give in, surrender, yield to the king of Babylon. The way of death was to fight against him. Now that was the natural cause, that was their natural desire, wasn't it, to fight the enemy? But dear friends, it was not in the heart of Nebuchadnezzar, of Zedekiah, to do so. He did not recognize the chastening hand of God that was upon Israel and Judah for all of their sins. The word of the Lord was to submit unto the Lord. But he did not submit. He went his own way. And he died a solemn death. Oh, dear friends, in these portions, there's very much solemn teaching for us, isn't there? Obedience to the word of God, even if it is not in accordance with our own mind and our own desires. We have examples of David himself, who wrote this Psalm 69. When he became king of Israel, the Philistines came up to fight against him and set the battle in Rephaim. David sought a word from the Lord. He asked of the Lord whether he should fight against them, and would the Lord deliver them into his hand? And the Lord said, "Go up, fight against them. I will deliver them into thy hand." And so it came to pass in accordance with the word of God. And immediately after that battle, very, very shortly afterwards, the Philistines came again. They came even to the same place, Rephaim. It was exactly the same situation which had already taken place. Did David presume that he would now go up again and fight and gain the battle? No. Is there any word from the Lord? He wanted the Lord to give the word to him, what he should do. And the Lord said, bring a compass round about them, over against the mulberry trees. And when thou hearest a sound in the mulberry trees, then go up and fight, and I will deliver them into thy hand. And through obedience to the word, David gained the battle, gained the victory of the battle again. God gave the word. The Lord gave the word. And dear friends, when the Lord speaks the word and gives the word, it shall prevail. Israel wasn't always like that, were they? We read in Isaiah 30 how Israel went down to Egypt for help. They didn't seek any word from the Lord. They never prayed, they never asked of the Lord what they should do. They just presumed that Egypt, being a great strong nation, they would defend them against Syria, who would come against them. And they went down with all their money and all their gifts to Egypt for that help. But dear friends, it came to nothing. Egypt did not help them. And the Lord goes on to speak to them, doesn't he? Says their strength was to sit still, yes, and depend upon the Lord, and to ask of him what they should do. And he speaks about their teachers. Oh, they shall not be in a corner anymore, but they would hear a word behind them saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Dependence upon the word of God. Thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. That's a complete turning about then, isn't it? Complete repentance. Oh, dear friends, these things are left on record for our learning. How we should take heed. Take heed to the word of God. To be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. When the Apostle Paul was sent to the Gentiles, he intended to go into Asia. The Lord prevented it. He then went to turn about to go into Bithynia and the Lord, Mysia. The Lord prevented that as well. He had to carry straight on till he got to Troas. And then there was the word of the Lord. Come over to Macedonia and help us. Come over to Macedonia and help us. That was the word of the Lord unto Paul at that time for that purpose. Yes, he had to go into Asia and to Ephesus later on, but it wasn't the will of the Lord at that time. Our times are always ready in many things, aren't they? It wasn't a sinful way, but Paul was walking. But dear friends, the word of the Lord was to be obeyed. He went to Macedonia. What was he to do there? How was he to help them? The offence, he was to preach the word. The word that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is a special thing, isn't it, of this text here we have before us. The Lord gave the word. Singular, the word. The truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, dear friends, what a precious thing this is. If the Lord had not given his only begotten Son, there'd be no point in us here tonight, would there? But as John has said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And, dear friends, he ever was God and ever is God. The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily when he was here upon this earth, taking upon the form of flesh and blood, made like unto the brethren. for the suffering of death, to pour out his soul unto death, not just the death of his body, to pour out his soul unto death as if he was a guilty sinner. The Lord gave the word. This word, dear friends, was to be the word of hope, the word of comfort, the word of salvation, the word of eternal life for needy sinners, all centered upon one, the Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. The Lord gave the word. God so loved the world, says Jesus, that he gave his only begotten Son himself. And yet, dear friends, what sufferings he had to bear here upon this earth, even in that physical sense. Oh, his came unto his own received him not, they hated him, they sought to put him to death. But not until his time came, when he laid down his life, power to lay down his life. Dear friend, saying to Pilate, to this end was I born, to this end came I into the world. The Lord gave the word, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Dear friends, that the law which has been broken, you've broken it, I've broken it. It's a holy, righteous law of God. Yes, that's the word of God, isn't it? And the covenant of works. Dear friends, it was to be fulfilled. It was to be completely obeyed by the coming of the Son of God. Not only in his outward walk, but dear friends, in the suffering of the punishment for sin contained in that law. The fulfilling of the law on behalf of all those whom the Father gave him. His church. Now, dear friends, if we are to be part and know to be part of his church, we're to hear his voice. We're to know this redeeming love. We're to know the sufferings of the Saviour. Oh, that was on Calvary's cross, his shed blood shed abroad in our, his love shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Because without the shedding of that blood, there is no remission of sin. Well, these are solemn things, aren't they? But this is the word. The word that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, we read of his sufferings, don't we? In the Isaiah's, in that 53rd chapter. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. The Lord gave the word. Many, many there was. A great company of those that published it. Even throughout the Old Testament. Oh, there's the publishing, isn't there? Of the coming of the glorious mercy of God through the gift of his Son. Way back in Genesis, the seed of the woman. Oh yes, she'll bruise the serpent's head, it will bruise his heel, but he will be the victor. Abraham testified of it. My son, God shall provide himself a lamb. Oh, how many testimonies there were throughout the scriptures. Even in the Psalms, the Psalm of David. Oh, in Psalm 22, even the words of Christ's sufferings on Calvary's cross. There, David, by faith and in prophecy, uttered them. Even to the parting of his garments by lot of those who looked upon him. And what does Hosea say? Is it Hosea? No, Zechariah. They shall look upon him whom they have pierced. Dear friends, that wasn't just a physical piercing, was it? Which the soldiers did. That was the piercing of that soul which he poured out unto death. Our sins, your sins, my sins, if he's died for us. We have pierced him through and through. And know by faith to look upon him whom we have pierced. Dear friends, that's a solemn sight. But it's a blessed sight. It's a needful sight. Through that we know our Jesus crucified. And it'll be far, it will far excel all things beside. Oh, compared to the love and all the pleasures of this world and this life. To know that Christ died for us. That our sins were laid upon him and he bore them away as he poured out his soul unto death. Now that will bring us to where we receive the cleansing. The cleansing of our soul from all sin. In that fountain opened for sin. And uncleanness. The Lord gave the word. Oh, a precious Jesus. And oh, what power. Dear friends, the power of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. All things were made by him. And only, dear friends, he had the power to lay down his life for sacrifice for sin. And the power to take it again. Conquering the power of Satan, sin, death, the grave, evil. The poor sinners like you and me, oh, can have a hope of eternal life, sinners that we are. For the shed blood of Jesus Christ, he cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, what precious word there is in Christ Jesus, the precious sacred truth. Dear friends, is there any word from the Lord to you to this end? Oh, it's vital, isn't it? To have that power of that word of love and mercy shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. When we read after the resurrection of Jesus, we have those two on the Emmaus Road. And they were sad, they were sorrowful, all things had gone wrong. They thought it was this Jesus would redeem Israel in a physical sense, but, dear friends, they hadn't understood, had they? And Jesus came and drew near. Oh, fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the scriptures have said. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? And to enter into his glory. The glory of the Father. The conquering of the power of sin. Oh, that all that the Father had given him. Oh, he would raise them up at the last day. That they should enter into his glory. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? Dear friends, what a precious word that is, isn't it? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the things concerning himself. What a word that must have been. Dear friends, the effect was this. Their hearts burned within them as he talked with them by the way. The word of truth, the word of his mercy, the word of his grace. burned within them as he's talked with them by the way. Dear friends, has it been like that with you? Perhaps you've come to the house of God, and as the scriptures have been unfolded concerning Jesus Christ, the precious Saviour of sinners, oh, your heart's burned within you. Perhaps you were cast down, burdened because of your sinfulness, your hopelessness. You trembled at the word of God because you deserved the judgment of God. That's a solemn word, isn't it? The judgments of God. But the Lord broke in the power of the Spirit, and your heart was touched. It was broken. Oh, it was loosed. It was made soft, and the warmth of that love drew you in affection unto him. And you had to say, oh, on such love my soul still ponder. Love so great, so rich, so free. Sails was lost in holy wonder. Why, oh, why such love to me? Dear friends, those on the Emmaus Road, when the Lord revealed himself then in the breaking of bread, oh, how they turned around then and went back to tell the brethren that they'd seen the Lord. It wasn't hidden under a bushel. It wasn't hidden in the darkness. And it was as a light, wasn't it, shed upon a candlestick to give light to all the house. Oh, those disciples, when those on the Emmaus Road had left them, they were sad. They were just like themselves. But oh, to tell them the truth concerning a risen Saviour, the power of his death, the power of his resurrection, the blessing of your soul. Dear friends, don't deny it. Don't turn away from it. It's to the glory of his name. Dear friends, we then find, don't we, in the New Testament, well, Jesus had said unto his disciples that they must go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach this word, the word concerning Jesus. And the end of the world will not come till it's been published in all nations. Published in all nations. Yes, we have the Trinitarian Bible Society publishing the sacred word of God to all nations as they are enabled to. And dear friends, that's a vital work. The written word. And dear friends, we find Paul in one, was it to Timothy? When he asked Timothy to bring one or two things he'd left behind, but especially the parchments. What those parchments were, we're not told, but dear friends, were they not the early writings of the New Testament? The things of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank the Lord there has always been the written word of the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But dear friends, the scriptures speak predominantly of the preached word, don't they? Well, in those early days, when the disciples went out and Paul amazingly changed, called from his terrible sinfulness and darkness and hatred to Christ into the knowledge that Jesus was the Son of God. It was through the power of the Word, wasn't it? The power of the Word. The Word of God's grace in his Son. Let me read, if my eyes can just drop upon it, in the Acts of the Apostles. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. Preaching peace by Jesus Christ. God gave the word, his only begotten Son. In where there is peace, perfect peace, everlasting peace, my peace I give unto you, was the promise of Jesus. Not as the world giveth, Oh, we may seek for much peace here upon this earth, and we're thankful when we do have times of peace. But it doesn't last, does it? But this peace that is in Jesus Christ, through the knowledge of the forgiveness of our sins, through his shed blood, dear friends, is there forever. And our ends will be everlasting peace. Peace in heaven above. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. And dear friends, when Paul preached to the Gentiles, we read, don't we? He's preached that men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Peace, justification, the word of salvation. Dear friends, God gave the word, all found in his Son, that you may have eternal life when your time comes to die. Dear friends, how did these people come to believe, like it was in Thessalonica, where Paul says the gospel, that's the word, came not in word only, that's just into your heads, but it was applied in the power of the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. My dear friends, have we heard? Have we heard the word of God in such power as that? Lord, be not silent to me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Well, dear friends, that's in our text, isn't it? The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Dear friends, what a need there is in this evil day for those the Lord to raise up and send out to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. Well, that was the portion we read, wasn't it, in Isaiah. When we read concerning the beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Good tidings that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth, thy God reigneth. Well, dear friends, that's what we need today, isn't it? The publication of the Word of God, yes, public in its print by Trinitarian Bible Society and by the preaching of the Gospel, for the Lord to send out those to declare these precious truths of Jesus for the saving of souls. Jesus said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send out labourers into his harvest. Dear friends, do you pray that? Dear friends, is the one here who's at the recipient of those prayers? Are any of you got that exercise? To be sent forth, the Lord begins that work, doesn't he? He has to begin it. We can't go in our own strength. And we shall resist it of ourselves. I'm speaking of myself, of course. and we shall resist. But if it's the Lord's will, he will constrain. Like he did Isaiah. He brought Isaiah into that place. Oh, where he had a sweet moment of the presence of God, as it were, and heard the voice, "Who shall go for me?" And he was constrained to say that he would go. "Here am I, send me." Great was the company of those that published it. Well, dear friends, we're living in a wicked, wicked world, an ungodly world. The spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of abominations has risen up. And oh, how it will affect the children and the young people as they grow more and more into it. Dear friends, we need this day the word of God. The word that God has given, which is the truth as it is in Jesus. God gave the word. Oh, may it be today greater the company of those that publish it. The Trinitarian Bible Society, whom we are considering, who have considered this evening in that respect. But dear friends, the preaching of the gospel. Oh, dear friends, do pray that the Lord will send out labourers into his harvest. And dear friends, if you're exercised in that way, pray that you'll be made willing in the day of his power. And the Lord bless that word through him to the saving of many souls. What do we read in at Isaiah 52? I think Isaiah 52 as well. The next verse, verse 8. "The watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion." That's what we need, isn't it? The Lord to bring again his church in power, in evidence, in our land and throughout the world. And it's when these whom the Lord sends forth to preach the gospel in many places called the watchmen, they shall lift up the voice. Oh, dear friends, the Lord have mercy upon us. Cause the truth as it is in Jesus to go forth. Our free course be glorified. Each one of us the recipient of it. And maybe one and another the proclaimer of it. The Lord had his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach next Lord's Day. Mr. Adrian Pickett on Friday evening next week. And on Saturday afternoon next week, we hope to hold our prayer meeting for the nation. And as Mr. Hadley has mentioned, the collection this evening is for the Trinitarian Bible Society. Our closing hymn is number 460, 460. "The gospel's a message of peace, we oft by experience have felt. 'Tis filled with Emmanuel's grace, and sweeps away mountains of guilt. O sweet revelation divine, delighted we've heard its contents. All through it our Jesus does shine, a lover of all his dear saints." Hymn 460.
June 737. The gospel's a message of
Thank you.
pardon and forgive. All that thy holy, pure eyes see amiss amongst us here this night. For thou lookest upon our hearts. And Lord, they are grievous. They are sinful, they are disobedient. But make us love thy precious word. Bring us into obedience to it. And Lord, do grant us the witness of that grace as in our daily lives. And may our ends be everlasting peace. Cause us, Lord, to be obedient to thy sovereign will and to thy revealed will. And Lord, to grant the unity of thy spirit and the bond of that peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.